Found this little story. I thought I'd adapt it today. You probably don't recognize his name. His name was Jacob German. But he was famous, or he should have been famous, I guess, in 1899. First one to experience this is something that now is a real common occurrence, and so common, I suspect, that most of us in this room have experienced it one time or another, and sorry to say, I'm guilty of that as well. May 20th, 1899, German was stopped for speeding. He was a taxi driver for the electric vehicle company, and German was tooling around New York City at a wildly inappropriate speed of 12 miles per hour. And people were appalled why he was so reckless. I don't even know if they had driver's license back then, but if so, it might have been revoked at that time. Unfortunately, we've been speeding through life ever since. At such a fast pace, not just on the roadways, but through life in general. We've gotten so fast that we've had to invent terms like burnout and workaholic just to come up with ways to describe our physical emotion and the damage that happens to our life as a result of the way that we speed through this life. Even as we're speeding through this life, you know, we may even see, have you ever seen the bumper sticker, I brake for garage sales? Or, you might adapt it in other ways, you know, I brake for this, or I brake for that. Whatever the reason may be, I would like us to consider today, we break for the Lord's Supper. There are many reasons why we should love the Lord's Supper, but one of them is it forces us to tap on the brakes in our life. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." He would gather his closest friends the night of his betrayal there, and he would institute this simple meal, remembrance time, together with them. Causes us and his disciples then as well to take our eyes off, in a sense, the road ahead. All our hopes, our dreams, our ambitions, and cast our eyes upon him and look upon him for a few moments. Causes us to maybe ease off the accelerator, if we would say it that way, of our life just a little. Hopefully when we're here around the Lord's table, our focus is upon him, upon that sacrifice. And we realize that it was Jesus who had everything in this world and chose the way of the cross. He chose to walk the Via Dolorosa, the way of suffering, could be translated, so that you and I could be forgiven. We need the Lord's Supper to help us slow down and to have us reduce our speed through this life. The bread and the cup remind us of the sacrifice that's been paid on our behalf. We don't race through this portion of our service purposely when we do this. It's meant to take some time. We want to give everybody a time and a chance to tap the brakes a little bit, and to slow down and to remember and to think about the Lord and his sacrifice for us. Ecclesiastes would remind us in Ecclesiastes 9:11 that it's not to the swift, you would say there in Ecclesiastes 9:11, that the race is not to the swift, but we would say it's to those who've been cleansed by the blood of Christ. Maybe we should get a new bumper sticker, maybe for our cars. I break for the Lord's Supper. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for this time, this week, to pause to remember this sacrifice that's been given on our behalf, knowing that our lives are so busy, and we speed through that so quickly, Lord, and if not for this, we would so easily forget and so easily be overcome with so many things in this life. But it's this that helps slow us down. It's this remembrance and this time that gives us that opportunity to remember where these blessings come from, where this sacrifice was made. That you, even though, yes, you had the ability to stop all this, you had the ability to forego all this, but yet you chose it. You chose to be the sacrifice, the lamb, the one to go to be that propitiation for our sins, Lord. You chose the way of the cross, to have your body opened up with that cat of nine tails, the nails driven through your hands, risen upon that cross for all to see. As we reflect upon that with these emblems today, the cup representing your blood that was poured out there on Calvary, and the bread representing your body that was broken apart, beaten at that time. Let these emblems remind us, Lord, of the times that you gave us this sacrifice so that we didn't have to do this. But this would give us a reminder this week of the true blessings that are given unto us. Let us live a life more pleasing unto you, more one of remembrance of this, the abilities that you've given us and where these blessings stem from. For it's your Son's name we pray. Amen.